The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winnemore boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to
hey,
be a businessman.
Living off the land here. This is James Kelso with the Trump Phenomenon on December. Look closely here, squint down at my screen. December 17th. 2019, and wow, nice day in the Trump era. Good news all around on all fronts. Let me count the ways. Before I do that, let's keep our housekeeping in order at the beginning of the show here. This is a live show for all you archivists out there on December 17th, and you can call in at 800-313-9443. I hope a couple of you will, and I'll try to be less rude than usual and put you on the air in the Christmas spirit. Let's see, what are the nicest things under the tree for me today? Well, we just got a nice little package under the tree. We found out that the demon rat dumpster fire debate is back on in Los Angeles. At Loyola Marymount University, I know well, and that is very good news. So the debate is back on. We'll feature that, of course. We'll enjoy that. Then we have also Donald Trump's event. Let's go to that right now. Let me just find that, see how things stand with that. DonaldJTrump.com. You want to go there often. And then click the events button to see if Donald Trump is coming to a movie, to a theater near you. let's see, where is he? Where'd he go here? Let's see. Here's the donate button. I wish I could hit that more often. And here is events. And the next event is Battle Creek, Michigan, on December 18th. That's tomorrow night. And the location, let's go to the get tickets. I just can't wait until the campaign really heats up in their events like almost every day. Oh, I'm ready for that. Battle Creek at the Kellogg Arena. And you know, if you're in Battle Creek, Michigan, the Kellogg Arena's got to be the biggest room in town. So let's just take a look. Let's just see how many people will there be there tomorrow night. Let's go to the Kellogg Arena in Battle Creek, Michigan. Let's see, Kellogg Arena. The Kellogg story, of course, that's undoubtedly the Kellogg family there. And the story of Kellogg's and the whole thing is an interesting one. Save that for another night. Ah, it's too small for my druthers. It's only 10,000 people. But that must be the biggest room in Battle Creek. Built in 1980, so it's pretty modern. And let's see here. It's the home of the Battle Creek Serial Killers Roller Derby League. The Battle Creek Serial Killers Roller Derby League. Oh, they're having more fun over there than they should be. All right. So let's get back to the... Oh, now let's go to the debate, too. Let's go to the Demon Rat Dumpster Fire debate. Go over here and look at... Read up on this now that the... apparently the Food Service Union there in Los Angeles was striking at Loyola. They weren't going to cross a picket line, the Demon Rats. So that was canceling the debate. Guess what? The 25-cent wage increase. That's all that the food service people wanted. This, so the whole thing was over 25 cents. And the let me tell you, folks, that was the... I'm sure all that negotiating was in Spanish, because I can promise you, as formerly having lived in the Los Angeles area for most of my life, there is how many of the food service workers are Latino? 100%. Democratic presidential debates. I actually remember. I still have brain cells that can remember when you're a roofer or a carpet layer or a food service worker, a gasoline attendant. There used to be there were gasoline attendants. If you pulled into a gas station, there was an attendant who would fill your car up. And you know what? They all looked like you. All those professions and all those people, they looked like you. The person who did your lawn, if you didn't do it yourself, look just like your kids. And but that was then. This is now. Let's see, let's look up the Democratic presidential debates 2020. I think I got the right page here. And let's see if they've kept this up to date here. December 19th, so the day after, we get to have the president tomorrow in Battle Creek. We can eat some Kellogg cereal while we're watching. Then we get out our popcorn the next night, and we'll December 19th at 8 p.m. at Loyola Marymount. And the moderator, Judy Woodruff, my gosh, she's she must be pretty old. She's been doing public television news since 1976. How many of you were even alive then? And these other people, Yamichi Alcindor. I've never heard of that person. And Amna Nawaz. Amna Nawaz. It sounds like a password for alien planet. Amna Nawaz, anyway, let's see if they have a picture of her. No. She's on the PBS NewsHour. And Yamichi Alcindor, okay. PBS NewsHour also. And so it's going to be a blast, that debate. It's so the And who's going to be in the debate? Let's see. Let's go. Let's see if we can find the location viewers. Let's click on this debate. See if they've got any details on who are we going to get to hear. What do we get for our money on this neat thing here? Well, we get to hear Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Tom Steyer. So that'll be kind of one of the newer guys. And then we get Ying Yang. I can never remember Ying's first name. I can only remember his last name, Yang. Tulsi Gabbard is going to be in. Wait a minute. I think it says Tulsi Gabbard is going to. No, she hasn't. She has not, as far as I can tell, has not yet qualified for the debate. She has met the donor qualification, but not the four poll criterion. She has not met the early state polling criterion. And so she is now, are you kidding? Is this what we're going to get tonight? Let me just look tomorrow night. And Kamala Harris has qualified for the debate, but hey, she checked out. So we're down to a smaller, this is interesting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people. This is a smaller debate. This could get pretty focused. And so this gives, Gabbard's not in there though. See, she'd be the one who would be giving some black eyes out here. So she won't be there. So it'll be Biden, Sanders, Warren and Buttigieg kind of clawing at each other, those four. All right, so stay tuned for that. And that the time for that, I forgot. I was looking, I just missed it. I think it said 8 p.m. I forgot to look at that specific time, right? Which would mean, that would mean December 19th at 8 p.m. Well, I don't see the time, what time zone it is. So we'll stay tuned for that. Anyway, we're going to have good fun. And then let's just take a look at the president's Twitter account. The president is in great spirits. You can tell he's having a great time, as are we all. And he's got tweets. Here's a great tweet from the president 2 hours ago. Wow. Now, I should have had queued up, you know, the Hungarian guy. I think he's no longer with us. The Hungarian guy who winks and goes, wow. Wow. I love that guy. Wow. You got to wink and do that. So the president writes, wow. And he says, in the stunning rebuke of the FBI, the FISA court severely chastised the FBI for the FISA abuses brought to light in the recent Inspector General's report. There were at least 17 significant errors. Now, that's, I think the 17 is the number in talked about in the summary, if I remember correctly. Somewhere else I heard someone talk about there are more than 50 such errors. And of course, there are many more than that. But they actually are rebukes within the Horowitz report, which has been as crushing to the demon rats as the Mueller report was. This is another stunning bludgeoning of the demon rats. Here's the president's commentary. The statement by the court I didn't see this one. The FISA court. He's not talking about Horowitz here. Okay, so here's news Kelso missed. The FISA court has severely chastised the FBI. Okay, I'm going to talk about that in just a second. Thank you, Mr. Newsman President, for informing Kelso of this. Then the president says the statement by the court was long and tough. Means my case was a scam. And speaking of the word scam, an alliteration with scam is scum. And a close rhyme, a near rhyme. Scam and scum. Did you see that statement by the president? Of course you saw it. It was at his last big rally where he said that James Comey and the Comey and his crowd were scum. And the way the president put a twist on it, he put a sting into that scum, like something you would scrape off of your shoe. They were scum. Something, you know, I despise Chris Wallace, view him as a never-Trumper. But to give him just a little bit of credit, he did that one-on-one interview with James Comey, what was this, the day before yesterday? And in the course of that, there was a magical moment where Chris Wallace says, blah, 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 blah. And then he's asking a question of James Comey. And he says, the president said something about you. Let's watch this. And they cut to the clip of the president with a roaring, approving, adoring crowd of us Trump movement members in our red hats with our Make America Great Again and our Keep America Great hats and our kids and our grandmas. And we're all roaring, waving our hands in the air, waving our signs. We're loving our president. And then he says, and it's that moment, Chris Wallace actually played that moment when the president said, was this the Hershey, Pennsylvania rally? I think it was. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it was at that rally. And he said, James Comey and these people are scum. And Wallace played that. And the president, of course, got it right. James Comey is scum. He's scum. So I'm really surprised that the neocon, rhino, never Trumper, Chris Wallace actually played that. And I'll tell you who was most surprised. James Comey. The look on his face was priceless. As he did the interview. He consented to the interview with Chris Wallace, thinking he's going to get a softball interview with a friendly interviewer in Chris Wallace. And he was shocked that Wallace served up that knuckleball for him. That was good. All right. I should have that one available too, queued up. But that's okay. You guys all have all that stuff queued up in your mind, so you can queue it up yourself. Now, here's another one. This is more good news today. There's the latest poll. The president puts it up. This is the USA Today Suffolk University poll, dated December 10th through 14, I think. They took the poll. This, are you kidding? I have to pinch myself. Because what we expect, you know, when we had Hillary, every poll showed Hillary winning. I mean, right up until the actual day of the election, the polls were still showing Hillary, even while people are pulling the lever in the voting booths for Donald Trump, they still showed Hillary winning. And the New York Times, the morning of November 8th, 2016, the New York Times said that Donald Trump's chance of winning was 1%. Can you believe that? The New York Times. Now, as the president has said, that's called suppression polling. The purpose of such polling is to suppress you, to depress you, to repress you. And but it doesn't impress any of us. It's lying polling. How do you know? You know the left is lying simply because either they're issuing a poll or their lips are moving. We'll be right back. Wait till you see this new poll. We'll be back with the rest of the story. He's winning. We'll be right back.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound?
What's that sound, children? Everybody look what's going down. Well, I'll tell you something that's going down. I'm looking at the USA Today poll. They're trying to hide it. I mean, I can't find the actual poll, but this is a big poll out today. The president cites it. It looks like there are some stunning things contained in this poll. And remember, consider the source. This is the enemy. You can consider all of their polls to be suppression polls. So the truth, and with any poll coming out of the left, you can assume safely that the reality is markedly better than what they present you. They lie about everything. So even in their lying poll, their latest one, the president is beating everybody. Let me go to his, the only place this is easy to find is on the Donald Trump Twitter account, where he puts it right up with a graphic. Well, I'll go back to the USA Today because there appear to be some gems embedded in the poll itself. But get this, Donald Trump is now polling as clearly, decisively beating everybody. And the five top opponents he has, the five who do the best against him, are Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Michael Bloomberg, and another nobody, Pete Buttigieg. So who do you think does the best against Trump? Who's the best of the worst? Because they all get clobbered by Donald Trump, Big Bad Don, John Trump. Well, okay, Trump beats, let's go to the top of the list. And this is good news. This is darn good news. Joe Biden is still on the top. He's still, I mean, the fact that he's polls the best, that he's still on the top of the Democratic dung heap is such good news. The, you know, he's got flies all over him on top of the dung heap there. Long may he rest on top of that pile of crap. Because, I mean, as Donald Trump said about Pete Buttigieg, I dream about him. He's your dream come true opponent in anything. Arm wrestling, boxing, push-ups, or an election. You want Joe Biden as your opponent. The president beats now, you know, in such polls, 3 percentage points is a lot, folks. Trump beats Biden 44 to 41. That's huge. That's a huge gap. Now, we know it's a lying suppression poll, so the truth is going to be better than that. I mean, boys and girls, we might be looking like at a runaway election here. Okay, and it's just starting to get good. The pub, you know, you're part of this most informed, wise audience out there, so you're way ahead of your neighbors, but your neighbors are going to catch on to a lot of the good stuff you already know about. In weeks and months coming, they're going to catch on. So the numbers are going to get better and better for the president. We'll talk about the economy in just a moment. More records today, all-time records, NASDAQ, all-time record S&P 500, all-time record Dow Jones. What? Are you kidding? We're going to hit 30,000 on the Dow Jones. Are you kidding? Unbelievable numbers. The president comments on that today, too. He says, what if the Federal Reserve brought our interest rates just a little bit more in line with where they are everywhere else in the world, Europe and everywhere else? He said it would just take off like a rocket. In other words, if the Federal Reserve would take their foot off the brakes, dragging the brakes. Joe Biden, Trump, 44, Biden, 41. Okay, but now, how about Bernie Sanders? Let's bring in the next palooka into the ring here. Trump, ding! Trump TKO on Joe Biden. So they bring in the next contender, the boxer himself, Bernie Sanders, the boxer. You know, you've seen him. He's the baseball. He's the utility fielder. He's the boxer. You've seen the clips on him almost falling all over trying to hit a baseball or punch. Bernie Sanders, the president beats him 44 to 39. Oh, folks, that's a thumping. 44 to 39. Okay, well, it gets worse for the demon rats. Bring in... Bring in Pocahontas. Elizabeth Warren. The president, he doesn't just beat her. 45 to 37. This is the USA Today poll. 45 to 37. Folks, when you're getting numbers like that, you know the coattail effect. Whoever's also on the ticket running, like for Congress, with the president running away like that, he's going to bring a lot of people back into the U.S. House of Representatives. We're going to have the House back. The Senate we'll keep. And away we go. The president's second term will be a real hayride. Then came the day at the bottom of the two more Bloomberg and Buttigieg right after this break. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Happening, all these good things that you did used to dream about, they're real now. Christmas is almost here. We've got Kevin in West Virginia celebrating up there in the trees in mountainous West Virginia. Kevin, how's it going up there?
It's going pretty good. I tried to get to Hershey for the rally last week. It didn't go all too that well. The buddy of mine that was going to take me up, he couldn't get out of school. I coach a high school wrestling team, and he's one of my wrestlers. And I was trying to get him to go up to a rally with me, but we weren't unable to make it.
Well, don't worry. Now, listen. The president will be back in the mountain state of West Virginia, because your state is critical in the election. The president will probably come to Charleston for sure. He's going to be all over Pennsylvania, which is right in your backyard. He has to carry Ohio, although that's not his. But he'll be in Ohio. So he's coming to a theater near you. You lucky dog. You're going to get to go see the president at least once, Kevin. Now, what's on your mind? What's on your mind tonight?
This whole impeachment scandal, charade, falsity, whatever you want to call it, circus. There you go, circus. I just don't want people to be overconfident here with this whole thing. And here's my reasoning. As we're watching this charade,
I'll tell you what I like to call it. Did you ever see the Clint Eastwood movie, let's see, what was the name of the movie? Josie Wales. Is it, well, Josie Wales is in the title. Did you ever see that Clint Eastwood movie?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, I'll just describe the scene to you because you want to describe. I was describing this, you know, circus, you know, whatever it is. I said hayride. It just occurred to me, this is the Missouri boat ride. And let me tell you what, paint the picture for you, the Missouri boat ride. At one point, Clint Eastwood, who, you know, come on, Clint, he just apparently released a new movie. And some of his movies are really good, like, you know, God, those movies like, you know, Hey Punk. You know, in all the excitement, I lost count of how many shots I fired. You're probably asking yourself, am I feeling lucky? Well, punk, are you? Those are great, yeah, immortal lines, right? By Clint Eastwood, you know, my rendition of it. Anyway, so he ought to come out for President Trump. And Mel Gibson needs to come out. You know, I'm sure he's for Trump. But anyway, so Clint Eastwood, he's in this movie. And the Democrats are on the Missouri boat ride. Here's what that is. Clint Eastwood, the hero, of course, the lone, courageous fighter for justice, like President Trump. He's being chased by a bunch of, they call themselves Red Legs, which are really nasty Union soldiers. This is after the Civil War. And these are like really nasty, vicious Red Legs who are out to get this former Confederate, Josie Wales. So they're going to hunt him down and hang him. So, and he's an innocent man, of course, Josie Wales, like the president with his impeachment. So at one point, he rides across the Missouri River, and he's on the other side now. And or he goes across on a raft. There's a raft that you pull across with a rope, long rope. You pull yourself on the raft across the river. Then you send the boat back across with a rope. So, but then Josie Wales, he gets off his horse and he gets behind a little mound of dirt there, and he positions himself and he gets his rifle out and he kind of tunes up his sight there, and he's so then the guys are, he's going, why isn't he running, why isn't he fleeing, to get, you know, to get more of a lead on these pursuers, you know, there are about 10 of them. And he said, he's just calmly waiting as they get their 10 horses onto this big raft. And they start to pull themselves across the river on this raft by this rope. It's just pulled by one big long rope. And so they're pulling themselves, and they're in the middle of the river. And Josie Wales is there with another person next to him. And he goes, he starts to aim his rifle. And then he says to the person next to him, he says, you know what this is called? The person says, no. He says, this is called the Missouri boat ride. He fires one shot. He cuts the rope in the middle of the river. And all 10 guys and their horses go spinning down the Missouri River. And that's what the demon rats are.
That reminds me.
Yeah, they're all spinning. They're going to hell in a handcart. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
This whole impeachment thing, everybody, we all know this is a scam, and I think this is meant to take the oxygen out of the room, you know, with the whole Joe Biden scandal. But see, here's my issue with the have in the Senate. You know, I believe there's still a chance that they would remove him because of what the corruption and the scandals and the blackmail that they have on these neoconservative senators, you know, in Congress. You know, I'm not going to throw it out the window that this whole impeachment.
Well,
I'll
tell you what. I'm looking in my crystal ball here. I have my own secret private sources here, my own direct pipeline to the White House here at the Trump phenomenon. You can't imagine how highly positioned this show is. So anyway, I'll tell you how it's going to go. The House is going to. And the person who gave it away is Chuck Schumer, whining on national TV today. We need more witnesses. We don't have enough witnesses. I believe in the Constitution. I'm defending the Constitution. Yeah, right. Chuck Schumer, original constructionist. You have Nancy Pelosi interested in the Constitution. Oh, I love what the president did today. He wrote a letter to Nancy Pelosi. Oh, God, I wish I had this in my hand here. I'll have to get it before the show ends because I got to read it. That's the best thing. I missed the best thing of the day. The letter the president wrote to Nancy Pelosi, and he chews her out. I'm just from memory here. He says, you know, you're a disgrace. And he says, one of the most disgraceful things about you is you're pretending to – you are insulting millions of believers, of Christians.
No,
pretending to pray for me. I mean, get her where it hurts. Pretending to pray for me. I mean, see, he's making your point. You got a good point, Kevin. That the whole thing's a scam. It's all BS. He says, but he says it better than any of. That's why he's the president. And you aren't, Kevin, and neither am I. He can say it better than we can. He says, you're pretending to pray for me. I mean, what a dig. I mean, to what you're saying. See, everybody knows. Yeah. This is one of those deals where everybody knows. We all know she's not praying for him. She actually said numerous times on TV, she gets all teary-eyed and weepy-looking and, you know, even more ugly than she usually looks. And she even more sad-looking than she is on her best day. And she says, I pray. She's got kind of a breathless sound to her voice. I pray for the president constantly. I'm constantly praying for the president. To which every person in America replies, my ass.
Right?
Yeah, you're praying. You're praying you'll get run over by a bus. You're praying that they'll shoot Air Force down with a missile. That's what you're praying for. Go ahead, Kevin.
Here's something about Nancy Pelosi that not a lot of people know. And I mean, I call her the Crypt Keeper, but she spent over $700,000 on plastic surgery. Now, I don't know what good.
Oh, I love it. See, I knew that. See, I was just talking about that. I didn't know that. I was just guessing. $700,000 on plastic surgery. Well, you know, she ought to get her money back.
Right. It looks like
that's like malpractice.
Thank you, Jim. You have a great rest of the show.
Well, anyway, so Kevin, hey, buddy, I mean, listen, you know, and we all need this. We all have needed this for years. You know, it was looking too grim. It was starting to affect our, you know, our health. But this is such good news. This humor, this fun that the president is bringing to our lives, it's just wonderful. So I'll tell you how it's going to go. It's going to pass in the House tomorrow. And, oh, God, folks, don't miss that. It'll pass in the House tomorrow. But they see all they've got these two counts, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Well, both of those counts are total BS. And Chuck Schumer is over in the Senate realizing, oh, man, these guys are handing me a load of crap. What can I do with this in the Senate? Absolutely nothing, folks. And so Schumer's saying, we need more, we need more, we need more witnesses. I want more witnesses. You're against the Constitution. You're against rule of law. You're against due process. And shut up, Chuck. Shut up. Sit down. Because a great commentator today said, what's Schumer's story here? He wants, I love this, speaking of hairdos and cosmetics and stuff, Schumer wants a do-over. He wants a do-over. Well, sorry, Chuck. In some things in life, you don't get a do-over, dude. Your boys,
I mean,
it was your boys and your girl in the House, okay, that screwed it all up for you, that handed you this pile of crap, and that's what you're going to have to go with. So shut up. Sit down and shut up, Chuck. So anyway, so it's going to come to the Senate like that. And then here's what I think is going to happen. I've talked on this show that I'm hoping they have a full trial. They drag it out. They bring in all the witnesses they can and the whole thing. I think I was wrong. And I was inferring, I was thinking maybe that's what the president wants. I probably got that wrong, too. Here's where I'm looking in my crystal ball, confiding in my secret sources inside of the White House, which I expect to be wiretapped by a FISA court at any minute, if I am not already. Because I have, folks, I have to say, I have secret connections. Yes. And in fact, I have a hotline to, yes, I'm going to say it, Vladimir Putin. Yes. The hotline is buzzing right now over there. It could be Vladimir calling me with the inside line on this next election. But anyway, my sources are telling me. You see, this is what happened to Roger Stone. Roger Stone is facing the rest of his life in prison. All he did was, he's a guy like me and many of the rest of us mouthpieces on the radio. He would say, I think there's a load of WikiLeaks is coming out next week. He's just talking. He's not conspiring with anybody. And they're going to put him in prison for the rest of his life just for being a political commentator, just for saying the kind of thing I just said. Yes, I have. There's a phone right here. It's red. It's directly connected to Vladimir Putin. That's right, folks. And Vladimir and I are going to undermine the American elections. That's right. We might even take out an ad on Facebook and totally change the outcome of the American election with a $49 ad on Facebook. You know, this is the kind of crap that's been being flung. Conjugate that. So in any event, so I think it's going to be short. Let me cut to the chase here. It's going to be short. I think what will happen, and this will be fun. We've got to be ready to enjoy it. Maybe we'll have to wait till after Christmas, but it'll be introduced. It'll come into the Senate. And basically, people are just going to say, this is a load of crap. There's going to be a motion to dismiss. Somebody will second it. The Democrats will all rise up screaming, well, we want witnesses. I want witnesses. Due process. Hey, you had your shot, boys, when you were screwing the president and screwing all patriots over in the House. That was your chance. And you certainly used it, and you certainly abused us. Hey, we're not going to... You're not abusing us over here. Motion to dismiss. Call for a vote. We call for a vote. Let me get my gavel out here. I don't want to bang my mouse. I might end the show. Okay, here's my gavel. Okay, and all the ayes say aye. Yeah. Yes! All the noes, nay. And then you see all these sad-looking people with the plastic surgery that didn't work. No. Call for a roll call, and that's it. It's over. You know, every single Republican, even Mitt Romney, I'm predicting now. I'm going out on a limb. This is in a dangerous area for me. I'm going to predict that Mitt Romney votes to acquit and votes to dismiss. I know. I may be tarnishing my reputation forever in saying that Mitt Romney might, biting his lip with blood dripping down, might actually do something right for once in his life. But Mittens, even Mittens, that's how bad it is for the demon rats. Even Mittens might vote for the president. What do you think of that, Kevin?
Yeah, anything's possible.
Yeah, I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. And I think so. I think that's possible. And so anyway, it's just, you know, we're having more fun than you should with your clothes on, Kevin, or even with our clothes off. So, yes, the demon rats are on the Missouri boat ride right now, and it's just a moment. You got to cherish it. You got to keep this in your memory, because who knows? I'm hoping that this is the turning point, and that the demon rats will just keep on going down the Missouri River till they hit the mighty Mississippi, on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. I'm hoping they spit out right into some tornado or hurricane right in the Gulf of Mexico, but it might not turn out that way. In which case, you, Kevin, you sound younger than I am. You and I, we may have to remember these great patriot days when we were winning, and tell these to our grandchildren when, you know, things were very dark and the situation's very, very bad. And all this news, all these wonderful stories and events will have been buried in the traitor news, in the controlled press. That may come. That dark day may come. And our memories, everybody out there, keep your mind, keep taking your iodine and your vitamin D3 and get some sunshine. Keep your brain in good shape, because you're going to be the repository of memory for the future if Donald Trump can't fully pull it out of the fire for us. But anyway, I'm feeling good.
Kevin, well, that's I had for you.
Well, thank you.
Kevin,
all I let you do, you know, remember the Johnny Carson show with Ed McMahon and that little colloquy between you and I. I was at Johnny Carson and you were Ed McMahon. So you were a very good straight man, my friend.
This is true.
you're getting paid to laugh at my jokes. Anyway.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. All right. So, folks, I just alluded to that. There's a letter from the president today. I don't have enough hands on my body and fingers on my hands to type in all the searches that he searched. Hey, it's a little message. Maybe I can find it before we come back with our last segment. Stay tuned.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, oh, I'm going to end with this. We only got this one little section left. And I got it. I got the clip here from, it's The Outlaw Josie Wales is the movie. God, it's a good movie. But anyway, here's the clip. You're going to hear the Missouri boat ride. So as the scene starts here, you got about 10 red legs, these really nasty Union soldiers chasing Josie Wales, the Confederate, ex-Confederate. It's after the war. He's on the bank there. He's got his hat down. He's just resting. He's just sleeping. There's a couple guys with him, just kind of, you know, like there's a kid, a young kid with him. And listen to it. Here it is. And there's a guy on the boat. They're in the middle of the river now. Their horses are on there. They're with their horses. And there's a guy riding with them, a scout, and he's going to advise the Union captain here.
He's still there.
Still there? What in the hell does he think he's doing?
I don't know. Some of you men get down there. Prepare to fire. Captain Redlegs, I advise you to turn back. You can catch him later.
Turn back? Are you crazy? He's going to try to pick us off one by one. He'll never do it. At best, he'll get two or three up front there.
I advise you to turn back, Captain.
They're coming.
Okay, that's the kid, says to Josie Wales, they're coming. So he comes out of his, he just takes his hat off and wakes up. Fast forward here a little bit.
Shoot all those men down before they shoot you. Oh, no, no, Mr. Josie Wales. There is such a thing in this country called justice.
Now, this is a carpetbagger who's with him. He's a worthless guy. And he's telling Josie Wales, you know, that you can't shoot all those guys. Now, then he pulls out his rifle, a huge long gun with a huge long tube sight on it.
Well, Mr. Carpetbagger, we get something in this territory. Called the Missouri Boat Ride.
The horses are all spooked. They're jumping in the river. Look away. Look away.
God Almighty! God Almighty!
Oh, that's the moment, folks. You got Dixie playing, and the young kid going, God Almighty, it's all these retribution. See, these are Civil War guys who are trying to get even with just an honest farm boy, you know, Confederate, Clint Eastwood, after the war. After the war. They're taken out after this guy. Anyway, beautiful movie. Hey, thanks everybody for joining us. We're going to run out of time here. And we didn't even get to touch on...
Boy.
Yeah, there's my boy here.
I've been here for the past like 15 minutes and you never noticed me.
I did notice you.
You're on the radio right now?
A lot of people listening to you.
Oh, right! So,
yeah, they're all here. There, that's my boy. Anyway, we'll see you again tomorrow night. This is getting too fun, folks. Mr. President, you got to stop. We just can't take it. We'll see you tomorrow night.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're a
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.